When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to All About Tier H, aka All About the Truth. On today's episode, we sit with Vanderpump Rules star Peter, who has been a longtime staple on the series. We ask him all about why he thinks Bravo didn't offer him money to come back on the show, why he doesn't like Jax Taylor, plus what he's got going on now, and if Lisa has talked to him about not returning to Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, Peter.
Hello, ladies. How are you doing?
Hi, Peter.
Good. How's it going? It is going so well. We're so excited to talk to you. We actually got so many DMs where they were like, hey, can you reach out to Peter? You know, he's been saying this, this, and that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, absolutely. We follow him. But there's been a lot of talk about you, and we're going to get right to it. There has been.
Yeah. That's all premeditated.
Right. Well, there's been a lot of talk just that you weren't asked to return to this season of Vanderpump Rules. So I have a lot of questions on this, but was Lisa aware?
Let's get it right. I was asked to return, but they didn't have any money in the budget for me.
Yes.
Well, yeah. So at that point, it's like, don't even ask me, you know, was Lisa aware of this?
I'm not sure if she was aware or not. That's like something that I don't know about.
Did you talk to her after you were approached and said like, hey, we're not going to pay you?
No, because I hadn't seen her, so I don't know what happened as far as that's concerned, why there was a disconnect. I just kind of, at that moment in time, it kind of put me in a really dark place. Between the months of April and May, it put me in a really, I was not in a good place. Let's just put it that way. And because you've been working on something for 10 years and then all of a sudden, 10 seasons, and all of a sudden they say, oh, you're not needed anymore. And yeah, I create a veneer, a little bit of a veneer during that point in time where I was, trying to have fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was going out a lot and, you know, but it wasn't the best time for me,
right.
But I always, like, for me, I always cover that part up. And now I'm talking about it because, you know, it's so far removed now from my life. And I decided, okay, well, you know what? Now it's time I can reveal a little bit of what I was going through at that moment in time. So,
Did it come as a surprise when they told you that, and did any of the castmates or members like try to rally for you?
No.
Okay.
We became like a little bit of a fraction. We became a little bit fractioned.
Yeah.
You know. Did that make sense? We fractioned off because of Scandoval. So.
Yeah.
Right. You know.
Especially after everything that I like said about everybody last year in like different podcasts. I mean, I was like, oh, okay. Well, they're probably, when I got the phone call, I was like, oh, they're probably gonna want me back. You know, like, well, we're gonna discuss like, you know, everything. And nope. I was like, okay.
Why do you think that? I mean, they did want you back, but they wanted it for free. Why do you think they, at that point, I would feel like not valued. Why do you feel like?
I didn't feel valued. No, that's not valued.
Why do you feel like they kind of had the balls to do that to you?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would do that to me. You know, I've been nothing but loyal to everybody for over a decade now. I'm like the only one that works at Sur at this point in time, basically for over half a decade at this point, you know? So I bring a lot of value.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I make the show. How do I put this?
You're like authentic.
Yeah. I bring authenticity to the show. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. You still actually work there. Okay. So obviously you've seen Lisa since. Have you talked about it with her?
No, I'm not going to, I'm an employee. I'm not going to bring it up.
No. Oh, really?
You're such a good employee.
That's a really good employee, because I would dig. I mean,
I'm not going to bring up the me not getting paid on a show I'm not going to do that. That's really? Other people's job, you know.
Okay,
in my opinion.
Because I would totally be like, hey.
Well, now maybe I will.
Yeah. No, I need to after this, because I mean, I wish she would have brought it up to you, especially because you've been so loyal. I feel like the one thing that's been consistent about you is loyalty. You've been very loyal to the brand and to Lisa.
So. And that's the thing. I'm a very loyal guy. So when I have betrayal, because I've been betrayed in my life.
Yeah.
And when there's betrayal, I have a tendency to slam the door shut.
Right. Yeah.
I do. It's one of my, in my opinion, it's a good quality to have, because I'm not dwelling on anything. I just kind of like, done. End that chapter. Moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's me.
So were you offered full-time position on the cast? Because we see you, but it's never like consistent where we see you every episode. So how was it when it came to your contract and everything?
You know, it's just, it was a, you know, how many episodes I'm in, basically.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Was your contract a little bit different than the others?
Because I didn't know anybody else's contract. I just knew mine.
Wow.
That's privy information.
Yeah. And most Bravo shows now too, they do per episode. So even like Housewives, most of the time, like newer mm-hmm. Housewives, like you get paid per episode you're showed on.
Yeah.
So exactly. But you were like, if you were invited to a cast trip or something, you would have been there on every single episode. So stuff like that.
Well, yes. I mean, Raquel came out and said that the only way she would come back in is if she was paid X amount like everyone else. Mm-hmm. And they weren't willing to do that with her either. So were you shocked to hear that? Especially because she was like,
Well, here's the thing. I didn't pay attention to that. I've just kind of like been in my own little world, as they say. And yeah. I just was, you know, dealing with my own stuff. So this is actually the first time I'm hearing about this.
Oh, really? Yeah. So no. are you able to talk about what you've been going through, or is that something that you don't want to talk about?
Going through as far as like, well, I mean, I've been going through some ups and downs this year.
Yeah.
You know, I've been going through some things, but you know what? It's really not about what happened. It's about how you move on, how you move past what happens.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So.
So how do you feel like if you're still working at Sir? Because I'm sure people still come in all the time because of the show. So, and like, if you're the only one there, they're like, Peter. And so,
yeah, no, like I take pictures. I take pictures all the time. And whenever I take pictures, I repost them. If they're on the stories, I just kind of like automatically like post.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a consistency of doing that for years now, actually, like almost a decade. I've been doing that. You know, I just, you know, I like interacting with people. I'm, mm-hmm. you know, very much, I'm both extroverted and introverted. You know, in other words, my point is that I like being out among people and mixing around and all that stuff. But at the same time, I do like my alone time.
Yeah.
Know, last night I was by myself at home and it was awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know? did you think you were going to still work at Sir this many years later?
That thought never crossed my mind, but here's the thing. I have accomplished a lot outside of Sir.
Yeah,
I do. It's not my job isn't just at Sir. You know what I mean? I like, for instance, a couple of years ago, I started I was a guinea pig for a gaming app called Celebrity Slot. So I own part of that company.
Oh, cool.
And that just recently got sold off to a different gaming company. And so I was the first game to be created. You know, I helped start the company. I helped get it going. I'm the one that created the first, it was called Peterific Slots. And then you can win real world prizes through that app, you know, so you get a signed basketball from Dennis Rodman, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a fun game, you know. So I do other things outside of Sir.
Yeah. Okay, so you've been doing side things as well. Like you have been developing doing other things.
It's Reality not- Network.
Actually, so that's like, I'm looking to acquire another show after this call, after this interview. I'm going to go and talk to another creator about their show and their content to put on Reality Network. Because we started, we already, I wanted to announce this at the beginning of March. That was my goal. So after the whole like dark era from in 2023, like in April and May, I mean, I like in June, for instance, I was like, I need to get out of this town. So I went to Miami for my birthday, spent an entire weekend over there. It was a lot of fun. And then I came back and I was like, okay, so what's next? So I auditioned for a movie. I got it. Then the strike happened.
I had my
itinerary ready.
It was bad luck for Peter.
It was. There was a lot of bad luck happening in that point in time.
Yeah.
I even have the email with all my entire itinerary for South Carolina. And then the strikes happened, and I was like, yeah, I kind of got sick of certain things. So one night, a group of friends of mine, they invited me out to get some drinks. This was in July. And it was at that meetup that we started talking about, oh, do you believe in this or that? Do you believe in Sasquatch? And I was like, no, I don't believe in Sasquatch. And my friend, who's now my business partner, who just actually called me and texted me right now, just now, because I told him, I was like, you know, I don't know what he needs. But he's all like, look, I will help you get two shows greenlit, because he's already built network. He has, you know, he knows his way around.
Yeah.
I will help you get two shows greenlit if you do a show about Sasquatch, because he's a big fan of Bigfoot, right? So ever since then, and then afterwards, he was all like, Peter, let's just start our own network. I have the perfect name, Reality Network. We got the trademark on it, everything, you know. And I've been wanting to talk about this for the past 7-8 months, since July. You know,
but me,
I have to line up everything and get everything, cross my T's, dot my I's before I even say anything. That's what happened with Celebrity Slots, and that's what's happening with Reality Network. Now, ever since that incident, I've been seeing Sasquatch everywhere.
Bigfoot, no way.
Everywhere. Wow. Right afterwards, there's this sports show that I watched. They started talking about a random video about Sasquatch. I was like, and then there was a commercial with this family, and the kid says, hey dad, what's a bear squash? And the dad's all like, oh, that's a Sasquatch mixed with it. And then the wife looks at him and he's all like, never mind, son, it's not real. And I was like, and then the other day I went to, back in December, I went to this random restaurant and there was a Sasquatch picture. I was all like, wait, what is happening? So I've been seeing Sasquatch everywhere. I went to a random party a couple weeks ago and I went to the neighbor's backyard, because he was all like, oh, check out my backyard, man, because he's a fan of the show. I was like, okay, cool. I walk out, the first thing I see is Sasquatch. And then over here on the wall, I see Sasquatch. So I was like, okay, I'm on the right track with this thing.
Right.
Because the Bigfoot, I believe in Bigfoot now. Not in the sense of like, oh, it's a guy in a costume probably wandering around out there, but in the sense that, help me start this.
Yeah.
It's a straightforward name and it's good to have that. Where can people like watch things? Like just go on realitynetwork.com?
It's not .com, it's .tv.
.tv. Okay.
So it's realitynetwork.tv, but we don't have any of the shows up yet because we're right now at this very moment, we are working on the back end with the tech company. And then the tech company sends a signal to Roku and we're going to start on Roku.
Nice.
And of course our website.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe.
So that's happening. So it's like your interview and then the Zoom call for the other show and then working on all the back end stuff. That's what I'm going to be doing this entire afternoon. Well, so I won't be able to go to the gym.
Yeah. Maybe you can sign Ariana for a show.
We'll see what happens. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see where everything goes. I a little tidbit. I'm trying to get a show going with Christine Peters, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. She and I want to work on something together. So I have something interesting that she wants to do. So she's a friend of mine. We'll see where that goes.
That's awesome. Well, we're happy for you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you,
I want a mug.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you all some mugs. Actually, I'm going to change the color too. I like green. I love turquoise. So we're going to go with the turquoise.
I love turquoise.
There you go. Yeah. I went through, we went this past Sunday, my business partner and I went through a few different designs for the logo. And I was like, you know what? I like the turquoise. Turquoise stands out. Yeah. We're going to do turquoise.
That stands out. I like that. A lot of our questions are obviously revolved around Vanderpump Rules. Do you still keep in contact with any cast members?
Sheena.
What'd you say?
Sheena.
Sheena. Oh, okay. They said none of them. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was like, okay, what? So just Sheena.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sheena, we've been, she's my sister from another mister. So yeah, we've always kept up.
Sheena's really good about like keeping her friendships and connections if you're good mm-hmm. to her. And I'm sure you guys both are to each other, but mm-hmm. yeah, I get that vibe from her a lot. So that's awesome. Not yeah. awesome that just Sheena, but just at least you have one.
Have you talked to her? Well, you know, Jax has been making headlines as well because of his not failed relationship, but he's going through stuff, you know, he's going through it with his wife.
Yeah.
You talked to Jax at all?
No.
Wow. Okay.
No. We don't even follow each other on Instagram.
No oh, you way. Don't?
No.
Why?
Because that guy talks shit. He talks shit behind people's backs. He won't say it to anybody's face. So there you go.
Oh my gosh. So it ended bad, huh? Between you two.
Yeah. I have nothing to say to him.
Wow. Mm-mm. How about with Tom?
Tom and Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't talk to Sandoval. Schwartz texts me sometimes. That's about it. I mean, like, we had a conversation about everything that happened back in June or July when they were – no, actually, it was post that. So it would have been August, September, around there. And Schwartz even told me, Peter, you've changed. I was like, yeah, I know. I'm not even the same person I was about a month ago. I'm more focused, more driven, and more just kind of, I don't tolerate bullshit anymore. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, so what is anybody going to do about it? Nothing. Okay. Yeah, there we go.
If you saw them, would you say hi to them? Or is it to the point you wouldn't even say hi?
I mean, Jax came in the other day and he came and offered his hand or like, you know, to shake. I was just like, I was very dismissive. I was like, oh, okay. Whatever.
Oh, so
I'm not going to cause a controversy. It's sir.
Yeah.
Does he still expect free drinks or free food when he goes in there?
I don't know. Like I did not hang around them to figure it out.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
Well,
I don't need people talking shit about, I'm a very loyal person. You start talking and I will congratulate you on all your wins. You start talking shit about me behind my back or you do something to betray me. We are done.
Yeah.
That is it. Over.
I will
slam the door shut and move on.
Yeah. And so that's what Jax was doing. He was running his mouth about it. Even after he wasn't on the show and stuff.
Let's just put it this way. I heard from a mutual source. This guy, he called me right afterwards and he's all like, yeah, don't trust that guy because this is what happened. And I was like, okay, we're done.
One thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, so why not do it from the comfort of your couch? For me, that's where Thrive Market comes in, the no junk food healthy grocery store that even my kids love, which is a huge plus because my kids are constantly snacking on things. Thrive Market is my go-to for all grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of getting everything online then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver, especially with three little ones and working full-time. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. Not only do I save time shopping as a Thrive Market member, but I also save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time. They even have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands, some being Molly's Suds, which I use for sink scrub, laundry, and Organic Giggles, Fruit Chews, all things my kids love. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/TRH for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/TRH. thrivemarket.com/TRH.
Wow.
Yeah.
You knew Jax had tendencies like that.
Yes, I did. But I always gave him the benefit of the doubt because I'm because that's the type of person I am. You know what I mean? I always give people the benefit of the doubt. I always like to see the good in people. And then when they turn out to be trash, all right, we're done.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Well, since Schwartz said that you changed the most, who do you think has changed the most from the show, from when you first met them to now? It could be good or bad.
Huh. That's an interesting question. I haven't kept up with anybody to really like analyze them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with me.
Okay.
I'm going to go with me.
Change is good sometimes. If it's for the right direction,
yeah.
You should change in life. You should grow and evolve.
Oh, I've changed.
Right.
Yeah.
But in a good way, right?
Yeah. And I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I have a tendency to be a little bit more jaded and more cautious with people.
Yeah.
You know?
So if they came back next season and asked you to come on and to pay you for it, would you?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
So that's good.
Yeah, let's go. Okay. All right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they come back and they say, oh, you Peter, you are okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So
I'll shake things up a little bit.
Yeah, because I think
I'll go ahead.
I don't know if you keep up, but I think there needs to be a change in that show. And like,
yes, there does.
Even to be maybe go back to roots of like finding people that are actually working at Sir and like, you know, showing that scene again, like you're still there, you're still connected. So it's like, it's good that you're going to leave that door open, but.
Yeah, I can leave that door open. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know,
but
I just have to offer criticism and tell people like what happened.
Yeah.
Because people have been asking me, and I was like, well, you're going to have to stay tuned because I'm not just going to like come out and like, oh no, everything's calculated with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything.
I mean, it is interesting that you are the one who still has affiliation to what the whole show is about. And then you would be the one that says like, hey, we're not going to pay you, but you should still come back. Like, I would think someone like you who has ties to everything, they would want you back immediately.
One would think.
Yeah. So you're not watching it though, right?
No.
Wow. Well, you see stuff on social media.
My favorite, I mean, like, I don't really pay attention. Like, that doesn't, that type of stuff, that feed does not come out. I mean, like, I don't really pay attention to it, honestly.
Okay. Are you not following any of them except Sheena?
I don't know who I follow still. I just kind of.
I'm going to have to, like, stalk you and see.
Yeah, you can go and stalk me.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of people's opinion have changed on Ariana. Has your opinion changed on Ariana since the show aired, since season 11 has aired?
I haven't talked to Ariana, so therefore my opinion hasn't changed on her. I still consider her a friend.
Yeah. You
know? I still consider her a friend, so unless she does something to change that, yeah. My opinion has not changed.
Right.
You know? But we haven't spoken in a while, so I haven't really, you know. I'm not even her favorite Madrigal. Her favorite Madrigal is my brother, Jude. they worked together at Villa Blanca years ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is it her and Katie's restaurant? Was it down the street from where Sir is? Like, or on that same block?
Yeah, it's less than a block away from where Sir is.
Is there any progress? Yeah, like, what's going on with that?
I have no idea what's going on with it.
You don't walk by it for lunch? Like walk by you like getting lunch somewhere else and you see it, you see progress.
Why would I go anywhere else for lunch? I have lunch at Sir.
True.
Yeah, if I'm working brunch, I have the salmon. I love the salmon. The salmon the brunch salmon is fantastic. I eat it every weekend. That's one of my favorite dishes at Sir. The brunch salmon.
You are loyal. You are loyal.
The food is good. Why would I? Where else would I want to go? The food is awesome. So I'm just like, well, you know what? I'll just have the yeah.
But you drive by it. So why do you think it's still not open?
That I can't tell you. I have no idea why it's still not open.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they want to perfect their sandwiches or, I mean, like, I don't know what licensing they're looking for. I don't know if they're going to serve alcohol there. I mean, like, you know, I guess, it, I don't know why it's taking such a long process.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know the internal workings of it.
Right. You know? Are you still friends with Stassi?
No.
No. I mean, she has her own family. She seems
she has her own family. She has her own life, and God bless her.
Yeah.
So one of our listeners asked, and I don't know if you're going to answer this because you still work for Lisa, but do you feel like Lisa has ever been disloyal to you?
Disloyal? I don't think so.
You don't
I don't know. Why would that question even come up?
I think the reason they're asking this, because we got this a lot, is were you surprised that, you know, she partnered up with TomTom over someone like you who has been a loyal employee to her?
I mean, that thought has come up in my mind for a long time, actually, you know, but I mean, like, it's kind of a, I mean, something that you all don't know is like 2020, right before everything shut down, I was in talks to do something with Ken and Lisa, actually. There was another spot, which is now, I think it's called The Butcher's Daughter or something, right next door to Sir, that I was going to do with Ken and Lisa, you know, but now in hindsight, you know, and this is something that, you know, we were like, it was like, I was already getting people lined up and, you know, we were going to do something. And, you know, in hindsight, I'm like, I'd rather be doing what I'm doing now. You know what I mean? Because doing a restaurant or doing even a lounge, it can be, it has to be, it's hands-on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's very hands-on. It's very like, it could take a lot of your time. I mean, like, you know, the other day I had a talk with, this was back in August. I had a talk with Natalie, Guillermo's, my boss, one of the owners, Guillermo's wife. And she was all like, Peter, you're one of our best employees, if not the best employee that we've ever had, because you're consistent. I was like, you know what's funny, Natalie, is that one thing I've discovered is good help is hard to find, especially with a position like mine.
Yeah.
I mean, I can, there was an incident, 2 years ago at another restaurant. I created cocktails for Clamato. You know what Clamato is, right?
Mm-mm. Well, we have no idea. So that means
I'll show you. 2 seconds.
Okay.
Demonstration time.
Okay. So this is Clamato. This right here.
Okay.
I've got bottles and bottles and bottles of this because they kept on sending it to me.
Yeah.
So I created 10 cocktails for them because that's what you know, I'm a bit of a mixologist.
Yes.
And the event that we had, 3 weeks before the event was taking place on a Tuesday, which was, I think, the 13th of June. So it was a day before my birthday. And then on my birthday, we started filming Vanderpump Rules season 10. So it was like back to back. It was a very busy week for me. So I created half of the cocktails. They wanted 10. I created 5, sent the ingredients in to the restaurant. And I just had a funny feeling. I was like, I don't know if they got them. I don't know what's going on. Like, so the day before the event was on a Tuesday. I went in on a Monday to check and make sure everything was, they were like, what event are you talking about? I was all like, for tomorrow. I'm like, oh, that one. Yeah. Everything's ready. I was like, okay. The manager said, yeah, everything's good. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
So I, being proactive, decided to pack up a few of my own ingredients in a backpack and take them with me to the event that Tuesday. And guess what?
They didn't have anything?
They didn't have any of the ingredients.
Oh, wow.
And the bartender, he knew who I was, and he said, Peter, had I known this morning you would have all the ingredients for all your cocktails right now. I was like, knew it.
Wow.
So I looked around. I had to go get a shot of tequila, right? I looked around. There were about 5 or 6 managers that I counted on the floor. This place isn't even half the size of Sir. I'm usually the only one at Sir. Had this happened at Sir, I would have figured out the ingredients that are needed, had a busser or someone run down to the store, pick up all the ingredients, give them $200 or whatever needs to be picked up. And that's how I solved that problem. You see what I mean? Yeah. But then again, I wouldn't fuck up like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would not have happened, you know, because I'm a workaholic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you know, I'm one of the best managers in West Hollywood, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I know how much work it takes to work at a restaurant, to build a restaurant and the lounge and all that stuff. It's very hands-on.
Right.
I hope you're getting some profit sharing. That's all I'm going to say.
No comments.
Because I work for hotels, and I used to be a general manager, and now I'm overseeing the general managers, and you should be getting some of that. So
we'll hit up Lisa for you.
Link once if you're okay.
So we have a fun question. Any Real Housewives right now that you have a crush on?
I have a crush on any Real Housewives. I don't know any Real Housewives.
Yes, you do. They come into your spot.
No, they don't. The only Real Housewives that I know, Lisa, of course, Vicky. I know Vicky. Gunvalson. I know, who else do I know? I met Noelle Barry. What's her? I follow her on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stay away. Stay away. You okay. Don't. Yeah, you don't want that. Are you dating anyone right now?
No. Well, I mean, I've gone on some dates, you know, yeah. I'm not dating anybody currently.
Yeah.
That's another story for another time, I guess.
Yeah. Or do you think you'll ever settle down? Like, do you want to settle down?
I did want to, but now I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. There are certain things that happened that I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Anymore. Who, by the way, when you were on the show, okay, because I know you don't keep up with it at all, who do you think gets the best edit but comes off as a villain in real life?
I don't watch the show, so I don't know.
Even when you were on it?
You were on the show. Who do you
even think when I was on it?
You never watched it?
No. I've seen a couple of episodes, but I never really, like, followed it along to find out, like, so-and-so has a bad edit and makes them look like a villain.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know I had some bad edits on there. They made me look like weird sometimes. I'm just
I think they make you look like if you're like you're an awkward dater or, you know, and you don't.
Yeah. Literally doesn't make any sense. I'm not an awkward dater.
Yeah. But then, you could tell that you would date a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that was funny, but that was, you know, that's also back in the day, I guess. I don't know. I think it's maybe awkward on camera, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think that my date with Raquel was awkward.
Yeah. Did they ever push the Raquel or Rachel thing on you, like at all, like just to have it for more of a storyline, or no?
No.
Okay. So. Yeah.
So good. Yeah, I mean, we were exploring things, but I just was, you know, she was, yeah, it was just, it didn't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It didn't drive.
Have you?
I guess for other reasons too. Now that we found out, it's for other reasons.
Exactly. You're a little.
I do appreciate Rachel reaching out. She reached out two months ago, in March. She reached out back in January to apologize for, you know, calling me a star pony, and I accepted the apology. That's a very grown up thing of her to do, and I appreciated that.
Awesome.
Right.
You know?
Oh, that's nice. And what are your thoughts on her now? Do you feel bad for her? Do you think, you know, she got what was coming?
You know, life is life can be a little bit interesting. So it's just life, you are what decisions you make.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, whatever happens to her happens. I'm not involved.
Is there still drama at Sir right now with like newer people?
I mean, there's always drama. It's a restaurant. There's always going to be drama.
Yeah.
There's all you go to any restaurant anywhere. And that's the one comment that I've always gotten from people that are watching the show, that are fans of the show. What they relate to from the show is that they go through this, a lot of the same drama that they saw on television.
Yeah.
You know? So that's why they appreciated the show so much.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So we have one last question that was asked, which was, what are your goals? What's next? Is that where Reality Network comes in and things of that sort?
Yes. So my goal is Reality Network. That is my magnum opus. That is my purpose. That is what I'm doing now. And that's something that I'm just like, because when I was younger, I accomplished basically all the goals that I wanted. It's kind of crazy. I put my mind to accomplishing basically what I've done in my life. I put my mind to it. I got it done. And now all of a sudden I'm like, what's next? You know?
Yeah.
So now I have to turn the page, and I already turned the page and figure out my next goal, which is Reality Network. And that's what I'm going to be doing. That's what I'm concentrated on. That's where I'm going next.
Yeah. Do you see yourself staying at Sir the next 5 years?
We shall see.
Okay. You're like, I'm not trying to get fired right now.
You have to keep everything in suspense.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us and answering our
questions. Welcome.
And we wish you the best of luck. And we can't.
Do I follow you all on Instagram?
Yeah,
I do.
You do. You do. Yes. Yes. So we can't wait to see
more. We'll tag you in this.
Yeah, Reality Network.
Yeah, please do.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for having me on.
Bye.
Of course. Bye.